Good morning, Ronnie.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm well. Now, you're from Southwest Sydney. Is that a good place for musicians and music?
Yeah, mate. Well, I grew up on a small farm out here, there's quite a few people that have come out of here that are Southwest that are sick. So yeah, it's a good place to write songs and learn how to play an instrument. Definitely.
Your music is kind of traditional country music and Americana.
Yeah, it's basically what I grew up with. So it's been a big influence in the style of my writing and singing. For me, it was the Hank Williams, Don Williams, and the Merle Haggards. You know, Slim Dusty, Jad Hurley. You know, these people, Randy Travis, especially. You know, they're all legends of the game, and it's more traditional. That's what the path that I've taken.
In 2020, you were a finalist, Australian Songwriter Association of the Year.
Yeah, that was for my song "Falling in Love in Galveston." Yeah, it was pretty cool to be, recognised like that. And it was, I think, it was only my second song that I had released. And pretty proud of that song.
Puts you on the road, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It gets you, a little bit recognised and taken a little bit serious, so to speak. But it's just good to see that, all those years I've spent, trying to get better at writing songs, finally paid off and got me in the finalists.
I read that 2021 and 2022 have been particularly busy for you. How did you work around COVID with that?
Oh, look, a lot of writing songs, recording. We were able to record a couple of songs in between the restrictions. Busy on social media and, all those kind of platforms. Obviously, we weren't allowed to play, but this year, definitely we've been able to get out and about and, get the wheels turning and, playing a few gigs.
Your latest single, "I Used to Be Her Cowboy," what's that about?
Yeah, look, that's just a song that, I had running around in my head and about how cowboys are perceived to be the bad boys and, even if they're innocent, they're more, judged to be guilty. And I thought I'd write that concept and put it towards a night out for a cowboy that ended up going wrong.
Cowboys are bad boys. I'm a fan of Roy Rogers. He was a good guy.
Yeah. Well, they've always perceived, most of them are perceived to be those, wranglers and that bad boy image with the, the cowboy style. But especially the, if you ever watch the Yellowstone and all that kind of stuff. But it was just something about a cowboy that I just thought I'd write, about that side of it. And and it's doing really, really well for us.
Thanks, Ronnie. Good to talk.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I don't get to drive down that old dirt road to her place. And I sure don't get to kiss her pretty face. She went and broke it off and left it all for what I didn't do. I guess she'd had enough my living ways and she cut me loose. I used to be her cowboy, a wild boy. Oh, I was her everything. And I went and lost it all for a late night with the boys out for a drink. Yeah, the rumors were I was with someone new. Well, I would never do anything like that to hurt you. I used to be your cowboy. I still see her sister every now and then. She took me back before you can count to two. I used to be her cowboy, a wild boy. Oh, I was her everything. And I went and lost it all for a late night call with the boys out for a drink. Yeah, the rumors were I was with someone new. Oh, I would never do anything like that to her.